This is episode 1995 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. How are you doing? I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to our theme this week, which is how to be productive in a crisis. Although being productive is not about getting so much done in this series, we're exploring how to do less, how to take care of yourself more, how to reflect more, because we are all in transition as we adapt to a new world of living life in a pandemic. It's become a new normal. And so I've encouraged you as a challenge for this week's series. I offer a challenge in each week's series, and the challenge for you this week is to keep a productivity journal. This is a journal where you are processing your emotions as a way to be more productive. A lot is going on, a lot is happening. So each day, I'm encouraging you at the end of the day to reflect on what caused you fear and anxiety. Of course, we know that the coronavirus is causing these kinds of emotions in all of us, but what about this coronavirus has you most fearful? And acknowledge your emotions. Honor yourself during this time. And the next question is for you to write down in your productivity journal, what gives you hope? Because this is not going to last forever. So what was something throughout the day that uplifted you? How were you able to pull yourself away from spiraling into a sense of helplessness and fear and to feel more grounded instead? This can be a really important way to live your life right now with this kind of reflection. So I hope you will continue with this journal even after this series ends. In today's episode, I'm going to share with you a meditation technique you can do to be open to life's flow. And this technique has to do with your second chakra. Chakras are considered to be energy centers within your body where you harbor your emotions. Our emotions go somewhere. You probably remember your reaction to different things all along throughout your life. Those emotions can still be with you. And I want to mention that if you've gone through some crisis in your life, which according to research, 80% of us have gone through a major life-changing crisis at least once in our lives. We all have stress, but 80% of us go through an incredibly extenuating circumstance that really shifts our life. So this is a time where you are experiencing such a shift with this coronavirus. And when you go through something like this, it can trigger those same emotions that you felt when you were going through other really difficult, stressful challenges in your life. So be aware of that. Be aware of how you're responding to stress and think about whether you feel that same helpless feeling or same frustration or anger, whatever it is that you struggled with previously. And notice if you're feeling those same emotions now. The meditation technique I share with you will help you to maneuver around those areas of resistance that you might find yourself clinging to again, even though you thought you were well beyond, well past that particular crisis in your life, those feelings can raise their heads again. Be patient with yourself. Go slowly. For myself, it feels like time is moving so fast. I thought that staying home day after day would drag by, but what I find is that with all the chaos going on in the world with the pandemic, time seems to be speeded up for me. Maybe it feels that way for you as well. Just go easy and know that your meditation ritual and your journal can be some of the most powerful productivity tools you have. And I will go so far to call them not just tools, but weapons. These are your weapons against this onslaught of the coronavirus and this new lifestyle we are all adapting to. I want you to keep in mind something you already know if you are here listening to this podcast, and that is that meditation is the new reality, morning and evening. So just do it. It's going to be the most productive thing you can do all day. And I just shared that quote from one of my own meditation teachers, Parvati Hansen, who at ananda.org gave a really great 15-minute talk about adapting to our new normal. As you create your new normal, try to write down the steps that you pretty much feel you need to get done each day. Those things that if you don't do them, you go to bed and you just feel this heaviness and hopelessness because you didn't get these particular things done. And with all the distraction, it's really easy to forget from one moment to the next what you were supposed to be doing. So when you wake up in the morning, write down the few things that will make a big difference in your day to get them done. And then try to stagger those things throughout the day with lots of downtime in between. Whether you are a business owner or you are working for someone else or you don't work, these are really important steps that can help you adapt to such a time of crisis. So if you need to focus on a project that requires creativity and maybe some research, then maybe from 10 a.m. to noon, that's going to be your time. Write that down. I'll share with you one way that I've been kind of gamifying what I do. Not a virtual type of game, but what I do is I know that I need to meet someone or do something at a particular time. And I have a project that I really need to get done, but I'm procrastinating on it and having a hard time doing it. So I do it and give myself a very limited amount of time to do it. And I get it done. It's not perfect, but it's done and I feel better about it. And one of those things is for me to record these meditations for you at the beginning of my day, because I'm finding that I used to, pre-coronavirus, enjoy relaxing in the evenings and recording the meditations and popping them up on the podcast so that they are ready for you immediately. But what I'm finding is that by the end of the day, I'm feeling a little possessive of my downtime. I want to have a lot of downtime to just ease into my night. I don't want to have to do anything. And I don't want to not record these episodes for you. So I'm recording this episode for you right before I am supposed to make a meal for somebody who is in quarantine. and I have to get it done. Otherwise, I likely won't get it done today. Or I'm going to just really drag as I do the recording for you if I have to do it in the evening. And I don't want it to be like that. So this is a way that I've found myself to still be able to get some of those things done that we all need to get done, especially work. And that way you can have the evenings to yourself or to your family, or maybe for you. And I know this is how it was for me when my children were much younger. Even before the coronavirus, I really found it hard to get things done during the day because I do work at home and there was just so much going on with my children. So in the evenings, that is when I got a lot done. For me, it was at 10 o'clock at night to about midnight or 1. And that's when I got a lot done. And that was just that season in my life. Know too that this is a season in your life. It's not going to be like this forever. You're going to learn a lot about yourself. You're going to raise your consciousness. So take care of yourself. That's your biggest productivity step for today. Now, the technique I would love to share with you now to take into your meditation is for you to focus at your second chakra, which is right at your reproductive organs. This is where your creativity and your birthing of something new in your life is harbored. The color is vibrant orange. You could imagine vibrant orange surrounding you, or maybe have the color orange near you, or wear the color orange to feel open to life's flow. The element of the second chakra is water. And as you meditate today, visualize yourself going with life's flow, opening up to what's happening now in your life. Accept the reality of today right away. Accept it with your full energy, knowing that it's going to require meditation and thought and reflection and creativity to navigate your new normal. So settle yourself down as you close your eyes, keeping them slightly uplifted to keep your thoughts uplifted. Visualizing yourself flowing down a river. Boulders and massive trees that have fallen in the path of the river are obstacles you maneuver around. And you still flow. You still live your life despite these obstacles. If you'd like the full half-hour guided meditations to this series, you can have them free on the Sip and Om meditation app. You get a journal and a slowdown guide with each week's series. You receive full access to the Sip and Om meditation app for 2 weeks free. You are so worth slowing down for.